Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we stop and intentionally reflect upon God's Word. I pray that this time would help you in your walk with Christ as you think and meditate upon God's Word. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. One of the readings appointed for this day comes from the book of 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. We hear, "At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, 'Ask what I should give you.' And Solomon said, 'You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am only a child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous that they cannot be counted or numbered. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?' It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, 'Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I will give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you.'" The word of the Lord. In this lesson today, we hear a small portion of Solomon as he begins his reign as king. The placement is significant. Gibeon is a place we may not know much about or think much about, but it was a place where rituals took place before kind of the establishment of the monarch, before David and now Solomon, before Saul. So it was a significant place where he goes, and God appears to Solomon. And in some ways, as this story gets told, part of it is it legitimizes Solomon as king. Because we kind of think, oh, here's the kings, right? David and then Solomon, and then it divides and there's a bunch of other kings. Part of the lineage, part of that culture, though, was the oldest would take over. And David had sons who were older. So it's interesting that Solomon is the one that takes over. And part of it is God doesn't always choose the one whom the culture might dictate. Here's who should take over. I mean, think about some of the stories, right? Esau and Jacob. Jacob is the younger, but the story continues through him, right? Jacob then has 12 children, Reuben being the oldest. But the story doesn't continue through him. It continues through Joseph, who's like the second youngest. That God doesn't always kind of do what people expect, but sometimes throws that kind of curveball in. And here, as we hear that God comes to Solomon in a dream, at this place where significant rituals had taken place. In some ways, it's a way of legitimizing Solomon as king, to take over for David. And what's significant in this story, though, I think is that as Solomon gets legitimized as king, God says, ask whatever you want. Make your wish. You know, it's kind of like that finding that magic lamp and rubbing it, and here's three wishes, right? Here, ask for what you want. And notice what Solomon does. And this is what gets lifted up. Solomon asks not for long life, not for riches, not for health. He prays to have a discerning mind. Most of the time, the way we phrase that is he prays for wisdom. And in many ways, the text shows God is pleased with this. That he didn't ask for the destruction of his enemies. He didn't pray for something that truly benefited him. But he asked to be wise in order that he could rule and govern in a way to help God's people. I wonder if this is a story we need to reflect upon more and more in our world today. I wonder if this is part of what God desires for us, if God would come to us and say, ask for what we want. If God did that to you, what would you ask for? Would you ask for something out of selfish motivation? Enough money, new car, house? Or would you be selfless? I think in our world today, Solomon, while he has his faults, and part of it is sometimes we get caught up because God grants him his wish, his prayer, right? He makes Solomon wise. But in addition to that, God also blesses him, and he becomes the wealthiest kind of person in the world in some ways, right? He has all kinds of wives and concubines and a huge palace to live in that God blessed him in those things as well. But we forget that that came from his first request for a discerning mind, for wisdom. And I wonder, do we ask for that? Do we look for that also in our leaders? Too often, I think it's more, I need to get mine. Or it's about power and you know, people on both sides of the aisle do what they do for one reason, power. And I wonder if we've lost that notion. How do we seek wisdom? To seek the benefit of all people. And sometimes to go, well, this really isn't what my party thinks, but I think this is in the best interest of the country. This is in the best interest of people. Not very often do we find people like that. I think this text challenges us to try to be like that, to say, how is it that we seek after God? We seek not just our own stuff, but the benefit of others. Like Solomon, to be wise and a discerning mind, to be able to know that right and wrong so that it benefits all people and not just some. In our world, I think that's a rare commodity. And we need to strive for that more and more. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, you are the giver of all good gifts. Work in our lives that we may seek after the things you desire for us. Enable us to see Solomon as an example of a person who, rather than sought selfish interest, asked of God for the gift of wisdom and discernment. May we seek after understanding, discernment, and wisdom, rather than the riches or to have revenge upon others. And help us to live this out day after day. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.